give me away.
Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. So we got to the bottom of Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Gemara says three lines up with the two dots. Tanur Rabbanan. Ezehu Mora, what qualifies as Mora? Ezehu Kibud, what's considered honoring? What's considered fearing? What's considered honoring one's parents? Mora, fearing means Lo Omud Bimkomo, don't stand in his place. And Rashi explains Bimakom Hamyuchad Lavi Lamod Sham Besod Zekenim Mechaver Beitza. Not really sure what this means, but let's say there's a special room in the house where he'd go consult with other older people, so that he shouldn't stand in that place. Lo Yoshu Bimkomo, don't sit in his seat. Lo Sosas Dvarv, don't contradict what he says. Don't say he's wrong. Lo Machriyo either. Don't either say he's correct. Rashi says in the bottom, Lo Machriyo, Im Haya Aviv V'chacham, Ache Chalukim Badavar. Halacha. If his father and someone else are arguing about a certain halacha, Lo Yomar, Nirim Divrei Ploni. Don't say, I think my father's right, I think the other guy's right. Don't get involved. If your father's speaking, just really stay quiet. Kibud, what's considered honor? Machil, Mashia, Malbish, Mechasa, Machnis, and Motzi. To feed, to give to drink, to give clothing. Mechasa means to cover, I guess, maybe blankets. Machnis, and Motzi, to usher them into the house, to escort them out of the house. Those are examples of Kibud and Mora. See, Bar Lulagmar wants to know now, when it comes to these halachas of honoring one's parents and fearing one's parents, Michel me. Who has to pay for it? Who's responsible? So Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Michel Ben, the Ben has to pay out of pocket. This is his obligation. He has to pay whatever it needs to do to feed and give drink to his parents. However, Rav Nosson Bar Oshaya Omar, Michel Av. No, it actually comes from the father. Not sure exactly how that works, but I guess if he pays, he could ask his father for payment back, or he uses it, just takes it out of the father's account in order to provide the proper kavod to his parents. And Oru Le Rabban Paskin, they gave the following hara, the Rav Yirmiyah of Amri Le, others say it was Lebre to his son, Rav Yirmiyah, the son of Rav Yirmiyah, Kiman Damar Mishal Av. They Paskin that you pay from the father, from the parents, you don't have to pay out of pocket for being Mechabed one's parents. So Meisiv, the Gemara asks the question, Nemar kabedes avich vaitzimecha, honor one's parents. And it also says, Nemar kabedes Hashem munecha, also honor Hashem. Malahalan b'chesron kis, just like when you serve Hashem, you have to pay out of pocket whatever it takes to serve Him. So afkan b'chisaron kis, so too when honoring your parents through this connection, you should also have to pay out of pocket and not use your parents' money. V'amris mishel av, my nafkalemina. And if you say we pay, use your father's money, so what's the nafkalemina? What's the chesron kis that takes place when honoring one's parents? It must therefore be that you have to take out of your own pocket. Where he says, no, the bitul malacha. I mean, you're not paying, but at the same time, you are taking off time from work. That's a loss of money, even though you're not actually paying for all the costs. So that's what it means, the chesron kis, taking time off from work in order to serve your parents. Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, shtei achim, two brothers, shnei shutvin, two partners, ha'av, b'no, father and son, ha'rav, v'talmido, a rebbe and his student, podin, zelazeh, maestr sheni. They are able to pode each other's maestr sheni. So if you look at Rashi two lines down from the top, he says, podin ze lezeh maiser sheni. Im yesh l'aviv maiser sheni, podeo haben mishalo l'tzorech aviv below chomesh. So the lach is normally, maiser sheni, the pasuk tells us, when I redeem my maiser sheni, my maiser sheni is supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim. If I don't want to schlep my fruit, I'd rather bring money down so I could be podeo that fruit onto the money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food there. The lach is, if it's my own maiser sheni, I need to add an additional chomesh, a fifth, to that amount. So if it's $100, I have to now be poda and add another $25, or $20 rather, to the amount here. So the halach is, if somebody else, though, is poda my maestr sheni, that other person does not have to pay the chomesh. So the Gemara says here that even when it comes to partners, comes to fathers and sons, there is no obligation of a son to pay chomesh for the father. Now, I believe there's a rivet in Torah's Kohanim, which might argue on this, who says that maybe the son does have to pay chomesh, but either way, Gemara paskens that he does not have to pay chomesh. So what's the raya from here about the father having the son having to use his own money or his father's money for kibbutz avim? Furthermore, the Gemara says umachilin zelazem ma'aser ani. You're also allowed to give a father a son ma'aser ani. So let's say the son is an ani, the father could give the son ma'aser ani, and let's say the father is an ani, then the son could take from his farm and give the ma'aser ani to his own father. So what's the problem there? V'amris, if you say Michel Ben, that it comes out of pocket from the son, in general, kibud av, nimsa ze poreo chovo Michel anim. What happened is, if my father, let's say, is an ani, so I need to support him. Now, I have another obligation of my ser ani. So I have an obligation, if it comes out of, if we say that Kibud Av comes out of my own pocket, so I need to give $100 to my father. That's one obligation. I've got a separate obligation because I have Maaser Ani, my farm. So for me to take my Maaser Ani fruit and pay, fulfill my other obligation of Kibud Av, I can't use one obligation to fulfill another obligation. I already have an obligation of giving $100 to my father from Kibud Av. I cannot fulfill that using a separate obligation again of Maaser Ani. So the fact that we allow this must be that it's not out of pocket. I don't have an obligation at all to pay for my Kibud Av. I have an obligation to serve him and honor him, but not to pay money financially. I don't have to support him. So I am therefore allowed to use my Maaser Ani to support my father, because it's not fulfilling an existing chiv. I do not have a chiv of paying out of pocket for Kibud Av. That's what the Gemara's raya. And the Gemara says, no, not true. Lo tzricha l'hadafa. No, I really do have an obligation to pay out of pocket to support my father. When can I use the Maaser Ani then? That's for a surplus. If my father needs a more chashiv suda, a larger suda, then for the extra, I'm allowed to use Maaser Ani. For my base chiv, though, to fulfill, to help my father get a suda, that comes out of my pocket. I cannot use Maaser Ani. It's only for the additional payment can I use Maaser Ani. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Hainu de Katani, that's exactly what it's written afterwards in this Braisa. The Katani Allah, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tavo Meira Lemisha Machlis Avim Maaser Ani. It should be a curse to he who feeds his father Maaser Ani. So why? V'ila dafa, my nafkamina. If it's simply paying the surplus, so what's the big deal? I already paid my base chiv from my out of pocket. So just for the adafa, why is that such a bad thing to use Maaser Ani? So Gemara says, afil hachi zila bei milsa. Still nonetheless, even though it's permitted, I can use Maaser Ani for the adafa. Rabbi Huda is telling us it's still somewhat disgraceful to use Maaser Ani to support my father. Meaning, I shouldn't, if I'm so well off, I shouldn't be bothered by using my own money as opposed to using Maaser Ani money. I should be able to fulfill both obligations, and that's the idea behind it. Mikra din, I can use Maaser Ani to pay for the adafa, but better for me to use my own money to support my father in the adafa. Mar brings another raya now about this idea of who's paying for the Kibud Av, if it's from the father or the son. Tashma. Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer at Heichan Kibud Av Aveim. They wanted to know how far, what's the extent one should go of Kibud Av Aveim. And Amr Lehem, so he responded back to the Talmidim, Kadei Sheyitol Arnake V'Yizrikenu Liyam Befenenu V'Einu Machlimo. If your parents take your wallet and throw it into the water in front of you, and you don't get embarrassed and don't get upset, that's the extent of Kibud Av Aveim. That's really testing the limits. And if you're able to pass that, you passed all the tests. V'Amris Mishalav, if it says it comes out of pocket, my nafka lemina, he's throwing his own wallet out. Meaning, I have no obligation to, he has no right to take my wallet and throw it in. But if he's taking his own wallet and throws it in, that's okay. Because, hey, I don't really care. There's no test there at all. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sheitol aviv arnike, v'chulev, i'amris kibrav al haben, v'chisaron kis, eino el al mishalav, that only has to come from the father's. Imkein hai arnaki dekama Rabbi Eliezer and Mishal Av, who's referring to the father's own wallet. What's the test? So the Gemara says, no, the nafkamina is be roi liyorsha. The son was going to be yorish, was a big yerusha. And the father says, you see this big check, or this big, whatever, the gold check won't do anything. It's a gold brick, chucks in the water in front of the face that you were supposed to be yorish. That's the test. V'chihad d'rabba bar Rav Huna, kare shirai ban pe rabba brei, that rabba had torn a very nice silk, expensive cloth in front of his son Rabba. And Amar Izil Echzi, why did he do this? Why did rabba bar Rav Huna do this? He wanted to see. Irasach ilo rasach, wanted to test his son whether he had an anger management problem. V'dilma rasach, what kind of test is that? Let's say he gets angry, so it's a problem of a kavra alfin evilotite michshol. You're putting a stumbling block in front of him. Why are you testing a person to violate an Avera? So let's say he passes, great. But if he doesn't pass, he's violating an Isser, and you're violating an Isser by Lifnei Iver. Gemara says, no, demachale liakre. What would the potential Lifnei Iver be? That he's going to be disrespectful back to me as the father. I'm already mochel my kavod. Already before I'm mochel, so whatever he does to me, I'm completely mochel. So there is no Isser, there's no Lifnei Iver problem. So I'm testing his anger. But by you ripping the shirt, it's an Isser Baltashkus. You can't destroy things unnecessarily. Where you tear, Rashi explains on the tfira, on the stitches, where you can always re-sew, it's not really destroying it. So that's not a test. If he sees that you're ripping it on the stitches, he knows you could easily fix that. That's not going to get him angry. No, he did it in the moment where his son Rabba got angry. And that moment, I guess he can't think, he's not able to focus on the stitches, or he gets, even if it is on the stitches, he'll get so angry because he's already in the moment of a kas. So that was what he was testing. Will he go above that and really start getting angry at me for ripping his shirt? Okay. Gemara says, Masni le Rav Yizcheskel le Rami Brei. So he taught the following brisa. Hanisrafim b'niskalim. Let's say people who have the death penalty of being burnt get mixed together with people who are supposed to be stoned. So what do you do now if people mix together? You're giving the wrong misa to different people. So Rabbi Shimon Omer Yadunu b'skila. You should give the skila to everybody there. Shesreifa chamura. Because you can't, let's say the guy, the one people who have skila, you can't accidentally give him strafa because you're giving him more severe punishment than he really deserves. So better to go lower, to lower punishment and give everybody skila, because Rabbi Shimon holds that skila is lower than strafa. We say at the end of, comes to davening, I'm in Norai, we have all the lists. So we paskin skila is more chamer than strafa, but Rabbi Shimon is a das yachid, he thinks strafa is more chamer than skila. So you can't give a higher punishment to one who possibly requires a lower punishment. So he says, give the lowest common denominator, which is namely skila. Give skila to everybody there, because you don't know who gets what. So Amar Lei Rav Yehuda Brei, Abba, Lo Tisnai Hachi, don't teach this. My area, Srefa Chamura. Why is it because Srefa is more chamer, he's giving skila the lower one? Tepik Lei Deruba Niskal Ninu. You should really go based, the reason maybe is because of Rov. The Mishnah says Nisrafim are going in the Niskalim, which means I have a whole big jail of Niskalim, people who are supposed to get stoned. And a person who's supposed to get Srefa Nisraf gets mixed in the bunch. So Rov is clearly Skila. He came into the wrong jail cell. So what happens is, so not because we're going giving the lesser punishment, it's because the Rov. We always go bust the Rov, and Rov here is Niskalim. So Ella, Hachi Isne. The way the Brisa or Mishnah should be read is Haniskalim the Nisrafim, where the Niskalim got mixed together with the Sreifa people. So now I've got a jail cell of all the Nisrafim, and then a guy who gets Skila gets mixed in with everybody else. So you would think, maybe go Basar Rov, go based on the majority, and give everybody Sreifa. The Gemara says, no, since Skila is less, you give everybody Skila for that one Niskalim who comes in there, everybody now gets Skila because you go for always a lesser punishment. So Gemara now says, Amar Lei, Yihachi, that's the case. Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, the Chachamim Omrim, Yaduna B'Sreifa, he says, give everybody Sreifa, because Chacham hold, Sheskila Chamura, he holds Skila is more severe, so you give the lesser punishment. So my, you're the Skila Chamura, why is it because the logic of Skila is more Chamura, typically the Ruba Nisrafim Ninu, now we're talking about a case where a Skila guy gets thrown into the jail cell with the Sreifa guy, and the Sreifa people, I should say, so it's because Rov is Sreifa, we always go Basar Rov. So it says the Gemara, Amar Lei Hasam Rabbanan, who Rabbanan say to the Kamri Lady Rabbi Shimon, the Kamri is that which you say, Srefa Chamura, lo, Skila Chamura. They weren't arguing on the din. Everyone would perhaps would agree that they're just arguing on that logic there of which was more Chamura, Srefa, or Skila. Now this is really a different topic. This is a Sanhedrin topic. But either way, the issue was here that Rabbi Yehuda was responding back to his father perhaps in the wrong way. That was part of the dialogue here. So Amar Lei Shmuel, Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, and he always called Rav Yehuda a very nice name, Shinna, sharp one. He said, Rav Yehuda, Lo teima le lavucha hachi, don't say it to your father like that, the way you said it. That's not how you should reject him, respond to him. The time the Brisa tells us that what's the proper way to tell your father when he's doing something wrong? Harei shaya aviv over al divrei Torah. If your father's violating an Issa deraisa, al yomer lo, don't say to him, Abba, avarta al divrei Torah, Abba, you're violating Issa deraisa. Don't say that, that's not nice. That's inappropriate, even though he's doing something wrong. El Omer lo Abba kach kasa b'Torah, kach kasa b'Torah. I say kach kasa b'Torah, period. So no, it's written in the Torah. You can't do that. So the Gemara says kach kasa b'Torah tsuru kamitzari le. How is that any better? You're still giving him tsar. You're still embarrassing him by telling him what you're doing is written in the Torah not to do. So what you're supposed to say to your father is as follows. Ella Omer lo, say to him, Abba mikra kasa b'Torah kach. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says keep Shabbos. I'm not saying that what you're doing is violating Shabbos. I'm just telling you, I'm making a statement. Shabbos, there's such a thing as Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. You can't drive on Shabbos. I'm not saying what you're doing is violating Shabbos. I'm just making a statement. It's kind of like a remez, similar to when it comes to Amir La'akum. So if you need a guard to do something for you, to turn on the light in a situation where you're allowed to, or really more likely turning off the light, you're removing hana, you're allowed to have a guard turn off, remove a hana from you, you cannot direct them to do a malacha. So what you say is you make a statement. The room is very dark. And they're very light, or whichever way you want it, and then they're allowed to respond to that. So too, when a father or mother is doing something wrong, you just make a statement, the Torah says X, Y, and Z. Okay, the Gemara now says, Elazar ben Masya Omer, Abba Omer, Hishkini Mayim, So let's say my father asks me to get a drink of water, and at the very same time I have a mitzvah to do. Rashi says in the last Rashi in the page here, Abba Omer Hishkini Mayim, V'yesh mitzvah acheres lefanai lasos, kigon likbor es meis, ha meis, or levaya. I have to attend a levaya, I need to help bury a meis. So who am I supposed to listen to, my father, or do this mitzvah? Meniach ani kavod Abba, I would leave aside the respect for my father, v'os es ha mitzvah, and I would perform the mitzvah of kuvres meis, shani v'abba chayavim be mitzvah. Both me and my father, he and I are chayav to do mitzvahs.
Mace mitzvah or stam mitzvah?
Not like a stam mitzvah. Mace mitzvah would seem, I guess, be more obvious. Rashi gives an example. I don't know why he gives that example. It sounds like any mitzvah.
Why is the father mechuyev in that?
Why is the father?
If it's a mace mitzvah, they're both mechuyev,
right? Right. I thought the idea was simply in general, the father's also obligated in mitzvahs. So you could understand why I would leave. Right, so that's a type of mitzvah. It doesn't explain why the father is obligated in this mitzvah. But let's say it's a mitzvah, you know, let's say we're davening, saying Shema, so I have my obligation. He's not obligated to say my Shema for me. I thought the idea was simply that in general, since he's a chiyah mitzvah and a kibud makom, let's say, so therefore he could understand why I'd leave aside his mitzvah to perform the mitzvah of deraisa, of Hashem. That's what I thought. Let's see. Anything in the English in translating what that means about he also has its obligation of a of this mitzvah or mitzvahs in general? Nothing? Okay. Fine. I think it's more, generally speaking, that he's chayv in mitzvahs, and therefore you can understand why I'd leave aside his kibudav to do the mitzvah. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, if the other mitzvah can be done by someone else, I could send the shliach to do the mitzvah, let's say the mace, kuras mace, then teyasa aide achem, let me appoint somebody else to do the mitzvah of kuras mace, and then I could accomplish kibrav and accomplish both of them, efshir aide shneim. So amar Rav Masna, halacha kisa ben Yehuda, that's what we advise, to have a shliach do one mitzvah, and you should do the mitzvah of kibrav. What's interesting is that Tanakama, you would think, or Isi just qualifying, adding on to the Tanakhama, it sounds like there's a machlokas that Elazar ben Masi says not true. A person shouldn't appoint a shliach. Rather, so there seems to be a machlokas here in how you understand shluchos adam kamoso. Now, seemingly Elazar doesn't argue on that point. We pass in shluchos adam kamoso all over Shas. So maybe the point is, when you say shluchos adam kamoso, how kamoso is it? It sounds like Elazar thinks it's really not you yourself. You're really getting a lesser type of mitzvah. Better for you to do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yosim and b'shlucha. We'll see later on daf mem beis here in Kedushim. As opposed to Yisrael ben Huda, he thinks that no. Either he holds the shluchos adam kamoso is mamish kamoso, or he thinks even though it's not kamoso, it's still better to do that one halfway and keep rav and accomplish. That's better to do two mitzvahs, one of them being weaker than one mitzvah at the highest level. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm not sure what they're showing, if they even talk about what this machlokas is. Okay. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzhak Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masa, Amar Rav Chista, Ha'av Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal. My father is allowed to be mochal on his kavod. Father can say to his son he could sit in the seat. He could stand in his place if he wants. Ha'av Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Machal. However, a Rav cannot be mocha on his own kavod. Comes along Rav Yosef, Amar Afilu HaRav Shemacha Kvodo Kvodo Macha. He's allowed to. A Rav can be mocha on his kavod. Shenemar, as it says, Vashem Holech Lefneim Yomam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he himself walked in front of us in the Midbar. He was the Rav, if you will. He was the Rebbe. He was leading us, and yet he was serving us by walking in front of us, leading the ways, the clouds, and the Eish, all in front of us. So certainly, then a Rebbe could also be mocha on his kavod. So Amar Rav Rava says, Hachi Hashto, let's understand this for a moment. Hasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dilei Hu V'Torah Dilei Hu Machalei Liyakri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the Torah. He has the control. He has the ability to make decisions and be Mocha is Kavod. However, Hacha Torah Dilei, when it comes to, look at Rashi in the top of Lamed Beis and Beis, Hacha Torah Dilei Hi B'tmiya, HaKavod Tali B'Torah. Ve'nu Yachal Limchol Al Kavod HaTorah Shehi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Chacham is learning Torah. He can't be mocha on the Torah. The Torah is not his. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. He learned the Torah. He represents Torah. So he can't be mocha on Torah that's not his. And the Gemara says famously, Hada Amar Rava in Torah Dilehi, it is his Torah. He acquires the Torah. He owns his own Torah, Dichsiv, Ubitaraso, Yega, Yom Vlad. His own Torah, his own personal Torah, he toils with day and night. So yes, he does actually own his own Torah, and therefore does have the right to be Mocha on his own Kavod, according to the Rav Yosef. Aini, is this really true? Can a Talmud Chacham really be Mocha on his Kavod? Rava Mashkibe Hilula Rava was once serving at a wedding of his brave, his son. He was serving, he was the waiter. Vidal Le Kasa, he extended a cup to Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bray de Rav Yeshua, Vakame Makame, and he started serving, and they both stood up for him. He was the waiter, but they stood up. And then he went over to Rav Neri, Rav Pinchas, Bray, to Rav Chiste, he gave them a cup as well. Velo Kamo Makame, they did not stand in front of Rava. Ikpid, Rava got a little bit insulted, got upset why they didn't stand for him. Amr, so he says, Hani Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Vahani Rabbanan, La Rabbanan. So I don't understand. So the other Rabbanan, so you guys are Rabbanan, you're too chash, you don't stand for me. So you're telling me the other ones who did stand for me, they must not be Rabbanan, because they were standing for me. Only non-rabbis stand for me, but rabbis don't stand for me? So Rava was a little insulted by this. The Sue, moreover, Rapapa, Havamashke, Behilula, Daaba, Marbre. Rapapa was serving, apparently this was the custom, to serve, be a waiter at your own son's wedding. So he would serve, he was serving drinks at his son's wedding. The Dalai Kisa, I guess that makes sense. I guess usually the father chasa goes around giving some wine. Yeah, I guess that happened. It wasn't serving, it was just like a bottle of wine. Okay. So Dalai Kasa of Yitzhak, Breder of Yehuda. He extended a cup. Right, exactly, a little chaim, I guess. So he extended a cup to Rav Yitzhak. The little kam kame, he didn't stand for Rav Papa. Vic put Rav Papa got upset. So why would he be upset? Why isn't he just a mocha on his kavod? So the Gemara says, because afil hachi hider mi'avid lebo. Even though they were certainly moch on the kavod by the very fact that they were serving, still you should still show some level of hider to them. If you look at Rashi, Rashi is the famous source of that little bounce move that people do. Like someone comes in that little bounce. So Rashi says three narrow lines down hider lenua ma'ata, do a little shake kilu rotu lamod mipar, like as if you want to. Now clearly, the fact that Rav Papa and Rava were serving, they're moch on the kavod, so you don't have to stand for them entirely, but do a little like one of those types of things, and that's good enough. Okay, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Afilu leman damar harav shemachal kvodo kvodo macho." Even according to the opinion, namely Rav Yosef, who holds that a Rav can be mochel on his own kavod because he owns his Torah, he could be mochel if he wants. Nasi shemachal kvodo in kvodo macho. A nasi Rav Gamliel and others, the president, if you will, is not able to be mochel on his kavod. That's where we draw the line. So the Gemara says, "Meisi ve Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yitzhadok, Shayu Mesubin beBeis Mishta beBenosh Rav Gamliel." They were sitting at a meal, sent like a party for his the son of Rav Gamliel. But here, Rabbi Gamaliel, Omeinu Mashkalem, he was doing the same thing, giving out lachaims. Nasan akos the Rabbi Eliezer v'lo natlo. So Rabbi Gamaliel, the Nasi, had extended a cup of wine to Rabbi Eliezer. He refused to take it. He didn't want Rabbi Gamaliel to serve him. Nasi le Rabbi Yeshua. Then he extended a cup to Rabbi Yeshua v'kivlo, and he accepted it. So Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mazi Yeshua. Yeshua, what are you doing? How could you accept a cup from the Nasi? Ani Yoshrim for Rabbi Gamaliel. Omeid, umashke aleinu. We're sitting in Rebbe Gamliel, the Nasi, who is busy serving us, Aser, impossible to do. Amr Lei, Sir Rabbi Yeshua responds back to Rabbi Eliezer, Matzinu gadol mimenu shashimesh, we found a greater person than us, than them, who served. So Avram gadol hador haya, interesting, they call him the Lashon gadol hador, but he was the gadol hador. The cause of Baal, it's written by him, the who omeid aleinu, he was serving the malachim. So we see that you're allowed to. So certainly the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel, would be allowed to as well. The Shema Tomru Kimlach HaShar is in Mulo. That's only because he was serving Malachim. We're certainly not Malachim. So that's why Avram was serving them. Verse says, Lo, Nid Mulo El La'Ravim. They only appeared to him, to Avram only recognized him as being Arabs. He didn't know who they were, yet he was still serving them. Vanu Lo, Ye, Rabbi Gamliel, Berebi Omer Namashkalenu. So if Avram was serving Arabs, so certainly Rabbi Gamliel would be allowed to serve us. Rabbi Gamliel is less than Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're greater than Arabs, so the gap is much smaller. So certainly Rabbi Gamliel would be allowed to serve us as well. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Yitzhak, and Rabbi Yitzhak gets in the mix here. Ad Masai Atam Manichem Kvodo Shemakom V'Atem Oskim B'Kavod Habrios. Rabbi Yitzhak is bothered by this. How you bring a raya from Avram Avinu? He's the model that he served the Arabs. You're completely ignoring the Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshiv Ruchos Amala Nisim, he blows wind all the time, he lifts up clouds all the time, Umored Matar, he brings down rain, Umatzmiach Adama, and the ground grows, Vorach Shulchan, he sets a table for Kol Echad V'Echad in front of every single person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly serving every single human being in this world. Vanu lo ye Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Omei Namashka Aleinu, and we shouldn't allow Rabbi Gamliel to serve us? So the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu serves us all the time, so certainly Rabbi Gamliel would be allowed to as well. So we see from here that clearly a Nasi can be mochel on his kavod. Ella Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. If you want to say, if you want to draw the line somewhere, it's a little bit further. And Amar Vashi, it's as follows. Afilu leman damar nasi shemachal kvodu kvodamachal. Even the pinin who thinks that a nasi can be mochel on his kavod, melech shemachal kvodu ein kvodamachal. A king who does, who is mochel on his kavod, the kvodu is not mochel. Shenemar som tasim alecha melech. You should place upon yourself a king. What's the dash lashem of som tasim double lashem? Shetehe amasa alecha. There should be constantly. I think it's Rashi here. Say Rashi elsewhere. Maybe says this. Rashi doesn't say anything here. There must be a Musaf Rashi, I think maybe in Sanhedrin, that you should constantly be being mason, placing aim on yourself. So when the melech is mochel, you automatically have to do another placement of aim on top of yourself and constantly being constantly appointing him to be your king. In other words, the mechila of a king doesn't work. Is there a Rashi here? Yeah, Rashi says on the side here. Rashi from Ksubas, it quotes. Rashi says, Som tasim alecha melech, Yisrael hus haru shiasimu alem simos harbe. Makes a lot of seamless, a lot of placements, a lot of appointments. Kolomar, shetehe a maso aleim, that the fear of king should be upon you all the time. Hilkach ein kvodo machel. Shafikach riba kasef simos harbe. It included many simos. Som tasim. What's the obvious question? So why did I say the same thing before? Kadosh Baruch Hu is a melech malchei hamlochim, and he's clearly mochel on his kavod, that he's mala ruchos, mala nesim, all these things. So how come we don't say the same thing here as well? I don't know the answer. Okay. Does anybody ask this question? You guys aren't bothered by this? Okay, that's the point. Right, so what he's saying is as follows. Like, same idea before. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, the world and Torah is his, and the Malchus is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has the right. A king does not have the Malucha, it's not his. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Sanhedrin that says the Malucha is Klai Yisrael's. It's not his to be Mocha. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, explains. He's appointed, but it's not his Malchus. So that's one of the pshatim. This ends up being a very interesting discussion. I wonder if they quote some of the different opinions down here. Well, apparently what Tosfos and Sanhedrin writes is because since there's a tzivoy on the cover of the king cannot be mafkia the tzivoy of him being a king. And the Kovet Shirim quotes here that the Malchus is the Melch and the Am are equal. Sounds like the Rabbeinu Yonah that I quoted before, that it's not really his Malchus to be Mochel on. Similar to what Ricky was saying in the footnote there. Okay, there's a larger discussion how why that is. Okay, two dots the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanim. Bipnei Seva Takum. In front of an older person, literally.
So here's an Amshad. So Amshad is that the Melucha is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other one says that the Melucha is from Israel.
Ah, okay. Either way, it's not his. Okay. Tanur Rabbanim. Bibnei Seva Tokum, in front of an older person, you have to stand the Yachal Afilu Bibnei Zakin Ashmai. Even in front of a person who's old, Ashmai Rashi defines as much higher up in the page, like 10 lines down. Asham, Rosh of Amharitz, an evil person, a person who doesn't know much Torah. So even in front of such a person, you would have to stand as well. Tamalomar Zakin, Vein Zakin El Chacham. Zakin means one who has acquired Chachma. Shenemar Asrali Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael. That Moshe had to gather 70 older people, not just older people who didn't know anything, it was older people who were also wise. So Zakin means only a Zakin Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Ein Zakin Ela Misha Kana Chachma. Zakin means, it stands for, it's an acronym almost for Misha Kana Chachma. Zakin Kana Chachma. Shenemar Hashem Kanani Reishis Darcho. So the Gemara later on is going to explain what's the nafkamina between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They both seem to define Zakin as being one who acquires Chachma. Then the Gemara says further, Yachal Yamod Mipanov Mimakam Rachog. One might think when you see an older person walking from far away, you should have to stand up from miles away if you have good eyesight. Tamalomar Tokum Vhadarta, you should stand and show should beautify it. Lo Amarti Kima El Bimakum Shiesh Hidr. You only have to stand or the mitzvah is only when there's some level of hidr where it's recognizable that you're showing why you're standing. If you're standing here and the older person's down the block, there's no correlation between the two, that's not the mitzvah of kima. It's only when he's close to you, in proximity, is there some level of hiddur. I think Rashi might say Dal Amos. Is there Rashi? Here Rashi says, Ela b'makom sheish lo hiddur, b'midaso, dahinu toch Dal Amos, d'muchacha milsa shemi parafu omer. When you're in Dal Amos of the Izakim, that's when you stand up. Gemara says, for the Yachal, one might think, Yadren b'mamon, maybe give him money. Honor him with money. Don't stand up. Tam lomer tokum v'adarta. You should stand and show him hiddur. Ma kima sheinbo cheson kis. Just like standing doesn't take away from you at all. You're just standing up. There's no loss of money. Av hiddur sheinbo cheson kis show too. When you are showing hiddur, it also doesn't mean with losing money by paying. Rather means hiddur is when you're close to him. When you show the kima is b'makom hiddur. Yachol yamod mipanav mibeis hakis and mibeis hamerchatz. One might think if you're in the bathroom, you should stand up when he walks into the bathroom. Or he walks into the bathhouse, you should stand up there for him as well. Tamalomer atokun vadarta, connecting the hiddur to kima. Lo marti kima el b'makom sheish hiddur. There's only a mitzvah of kima in a place of hiddur. The bathroom, a bathhouse, is no place to show any hiddur. Therefore, you don't have to stand up. Yachol yatzim einav kamisha l'ro. Maybe a person could close the eyes and pretend as if he didn't see. Tamalomer atokun v'yirasa. You should stand and you should have fear. Davar masal alev nemarbo rasam elokecha. Whenever something that's given over to the heart, that Akash Baruch Hu knows from the inside what's going on, even though it's not noticeable from the outside, it says Yiras Hashem. So Akash Baruch Hu is watching over you. Don't close your eyes. Don't turn away. If you see an older person coming, you should stand up. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer minayin lezaken shlo yatriach. How do we know that zaken shouldn't be matriach la'am and continue to walk through the people, stand, making them stand up and down wherever he goes? He should try to avoid this type of honor, not because of the honor, but really because of a tircha for the other people. Tamalomer zaken v'yareisa, that he should, the older person should have fear. He should think about things and pay attention and not being matriach the am. Isi ben Yehuda Omer b'pnei seva takum, stand in front of an older person. Afilu kol seva b'mashra, any older person doesn't have to have any qualifications at all. Even if he's an am haaretz, even if he's a rasha, you should stand for an older person.
Qualifies old.
What qualifies old? The post can talk about this. I think they say six above the age of 60. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. Did they say this?
They say that 80s are the old 60s, right?
80s are the old 60s. But I think that's what they say. I think it's a discussion in the postgame.
That's a deraisa.
Deraisa, yeah. Pretty sure. Look in the back quickly.
As it didn't only by me, not by
me else. You're not supposed to stand for the chasana. You're supposed to stand for the grandparent.
Right. All right. Most people don't know that. Well, he's melech. What do you mean? You get up from melech.
No, there's an inn to stand up. The inn is based on the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about when standing for Bikurim. He used to come to perform the mitzvah Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah says they would stand up and show honor. The idea is anytime a person is coming to perform a mitzvah, you're supposed to stand up and show honor to them. So Chasan Kala about to perform the mitzvah of Kedushin and Nisuin, so you stand up for that. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hainu Tanakama. Gemara says earlier we said that both Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Aglili said a zaken is defined by one who has chachma. So what's the difference? What's the nafkamina? Gemara explains, Ika benayu yonik v'chacham, a young person who's very smart, who's very wise, a young Tanu Chacham who has not yet reached the age of, I guess, 60, which again, I think is the halacha. Tanakama savar yonik v'chacham lo. Tanakama thinks it has to be a zaken plus chachma, so you wouldn't stand for a young Tanu Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aglili savar afilu yonik v'chacham. No, even a young Tanu Chacham, you would have to stand. My taima, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what was his reasoning? Amar l'cha, isaka daitach k'dekamer Tanakama, had it been like Tanakama that you require age and wisdom, im kein nichtav rachmana mipnei seva zaken takum. It should say an older, wiser person stand up for him. Vadarta, maishar de pakin. And why did it separate it? Rachmana lemeimar to tell me the high love high, the high love high. They're two separate things. There's a seva and there's a zaken. A seva is an older person, and a zaken is one who's kana chachma, even if he's young. Afishmamina afilu yonik v'chacham. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's understanding. The Tanakama, why do they understand? Why do they think it was separated? Bishim debay lemismech hazaken v'yareisa. You wanted to separate it in order to juxtapose the word v'yareisa to zaken to make the drasha we made above about the zaken shouldn't be matriach the am, but from the word v'yareisa. The Tanakama, my taima. What was the reason the Tanakama? They thought that only if you're old and smart together. If it was like he thought that you have to have either one, imkain, if that's the case, Nichta Rachmana, the Torah should have written, Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta, Takum Vadarta Mipnei Zakin. It should have separated, said the statement Takum Vadarta two different times. The verb should have been used two times. From the fact that I didn't say the verb two times, Shma Amina Achadu tells me that Zakin and Seva are talking about the same individual, that you have to be both a Seva and a Zakin in order to stand for such an individual. Okay.
Shkoyah, 60 years old.
I think so. I need to double check that.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a machlokas.